On this day 50 years ago, a little-known gospel singer from Detroit went into a New York City recording studio to try to jumpstart her career.
And man, did it work. No one saw it coming, but the song they laid down on Valentine's Day 1967 would go on to become one of the greatest recordings of all time. What you want, baby, I got. What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking
is for a little respect when you come home. Just a little bit, baby. Respect hit the top of the charts 4 months later and turned Aretha Franklin into a feminist champion. It was actually a clever gender bending of a song originally written and recorded by Otis Redding. Otis Redding's Respect reinforced the traditional family structure of the day. Man works all day, brings money home to wife, demands her respect in return. Aretha Franklin blew that structure to bits.
First, she spelled it out. Redding's song doesn't do that. It also doesn't have the backup singers and the way they interacted with each other.
So much of what made Respect a hit and an anthem came from Aretha Franklin's rearrangement. She recalled how it all came together when she spoke with WHYY's Fresh Air in 1999.
My sister Carolyn and I got together. I was living in a small apartment on the west side of Detroit, piano by the window, watching the cars go by. And we came up with that infamous line. It was a cliche of the day, and some of the girls were saying that to the fellas, like, sock it to me in this way or sock it to me in that way. It's not sexual. It was non-sexual, just a cliche line.
Aretha Franklin's Respect became a transformative moment, not only in her career, but also in the women's rights movement and the civil rights movement.
Which makes you wonder, what did Otis Redding think of all this?
Well, he didn't like it.
Mark Hrabowski is a biographer of Otis Redding. He told NPR in 2015 that Redding eventually accepted that Respect no longer belonged to him.
I mean, if you see the old Monterey Pennybacker film, you know, he comes on stage and he goes,
"This now song is a song that a girl took away from me."
But he says it with the Otis charm, the little glint in the eye. And Otis couldn't begrudge her that.
Rolling Stone called Respect one of the top five greatest songs of all time. They wrote, "Franklin wasn't asking for anything. She sang from higher ground. A woman calling for an end to the exhaustion and sacrifice of a raw deal with scorching sexual authority. In short, if you want some, you will earn it."
Happy Valentine's Day. Aretha Franklin's Respect, recorded 50 years ago today.